This is Dr. Lee Dictating History, Physical Patient Griffin, GRIFFINLEL, Francine, FRANCINE, date of birth 6/1/1956, place Future Care Charles Village, date of service 1/27/2024. His initial history, physical history of present illness. This is a 67-year-old female. She was hospitalized to St. Agnes Hospital. Patient has a known history of hypertension, alcohol abuse, and chronic smoking anxiety. She was complaining of epigastric pain, came to emergency room. Patient was noted to have similar episode in 2023 May, nausea, vomiting, epigastric pain. And previously she was diagnosed with diverticulosis. At this point, when the patient was evaluated, she was admitted to the hospital. Previously, she has a weight loss reported in 2016. Her weight was 95.4. She has a significant weight loss as reported by the patient. In the hospital, she has a complete workup done, including gastroenterology consultation. CT scan shows thickening of the gastric. While gastroenterology recommended EGD that was done in inpatient that shows normal esophagus and duodenum, atrophic gastric mucosa, no sign of active or recent bleeding, biopsy were taken and pathology sent. It was a reactive gastropathy, negative for H. pylori. Patient was given IV metoclopramide, scheduled for. She was also given Zofran. Nausea, vomiting started to improve. Abdominal pain started to improve. Patient was also advised not to take non-steroidal she has been using in the past. Nausea, secondary to irritation and cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome. Patient was also known to have elevated blood pressure. She was monitor closely, medication adjusted. AKI given IV fluid and started to improve. Alcohol use disorder, daily basis, SIVA protocol monitored, and she was received Librium. Follow up outpatient PCP advised. She has hyperlipidemia, maintained on atorvastatin, anxiety, depression, maintained on duloxetine. Restless leg syndrome. She was given Roprinol, R-O-P-I-N-I-R-L-E, Roprinol. She has known COPD, but no exacerbation was noted. After stabilization, PTOT done, and patient was sent to subacute rehab for deconditioning. Today, when I saw her, her daughter is at the bedside, the grandchildren. She has no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion. Occasionally, an ambulation, she feels dizzy and weak. Past medical history, number 1, hypertension, number 2, hyperlipidemia, number 3, osteoarthritis, number 4, COPD, not on oxygen, next and anxiety, next and depression, next and GERD, next and history of alcohol abuse, history of rest leg syndrome. Past surgical history, she had a history of metal plate in her chest after motor vehicle accident in 1974, history of foot surgery, history of bilateral rotator cuff, shoulder surgery. Allergies not known. Social history, smoke 5 to 10 cigarettes a day for 60 years, smoke marijuana every other day, alcohol, sometimes vodka, sometimes regular alcohol daily, lives independently.
back to your patient and you go back.
Yeah. Medication upon discharge, milk of magnesia, 30 ml Q, 6 hour PRN, Nexplanon Lipitor, 40 mg QPM, Nexplanon Buspirone, 10 mg daily, Nexplanon Duloxetine, 60 mg daily, Nexplanon Ropinirole, R-O-P-I-N-I-R-O-L-E, Ropinirole, roll, 2 mg, 1 to 2, 3 hours before bedtime, for restless leg syndrome. She was advised, do not take non-steroids from the hospital. She is also on Olmesartan, OLMESARTN/SCTZ, 20/12.5, one tablet daily. Through her system, no headache, dizziness, no sore throat, occasional dizzy and ambulation, but resting, she is comfortable. Pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GN, mountain, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, complaining of intermittent shoulder pain, no trauma, no recent fall, genital urinary hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no deep state, hematology, no bleeding. Physical exam, patient is awake, she is alert, cooperative. Lying on the bed, no distress, blood pressure 101 over 59, pulse 88, temperature 98.1 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 97%. Head didymic, tamoxifen, cardiogenic taric, no ear nasal discharge, throat clear, no exudate, neck supple, no JVD, chest, non tender, lungs are clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, regular abdomen is soft, non tender, boxing positive, extremities, no edema, neuro, patient awake, alert, urine temp 3, moving all extremities equal, there is no focal deficit, psychiatric is cooperative. Assessment, patient is admitted. Number one, nausea, vomiting. Number two, abdominal pain. Number three, hypertensive emergency. Number four, alcohol use disorder. Next, and hypertension. Next, and hyperlipidemia. Next, and osteoarthritis. This is weight loss, nausea, vomiting, status post CT scan of the abdomen and GI evaluation that shows thickening of the wall of the antrum of the gastric and the CAT scan. She status post endoscopy, EGD done, H. pylori negative, atrophic gastric mucosa noted, no active lead identified, pathology, biopsy was taken and pathology negative for H. pylori.
Yeah.
Plan of care will continue all her current medications, follow CBC, BMP, PTOT. For precautions, excellent. Core status, discuss the patient, and patient is alert to enter. She wants to be full code. She wants to be transferred to hospital for any level of care that need hospitalization. IV antibiotic, yes. IV fluid, yes. GT fooding, yes. GT fooding if needed, yes. Hemodialysis, yes, if needed. New MOS form was signed and updated. Care plan discuss the nursing staff, next line. Caplan also discussed with the patient and family, her daughter at the bedside. All the questions answered. Thank you.